It is an amazing thing to me to see that we have an energy issue in our country, and the first big step that we take to deal with it is to focus on speculators. It's an amazing thing to me, and I think we all know that we're majoring in the minors. Yesterday or Tuesday, I was in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We announced a Volkswagen plant being built in our city. And I can assure you that today, people have farms in the area, people that own land in the area, are asking more for that property than they did prior to the announcement on Tuesday. Now, nothing has changed. That land is still the same land. But there's an expectation that in the future, something is going to change. And so I can assure you that anybody who owns a farm or land in that area today is asking more for that property than they did in the past. We've had intelligent people here from both sides of the aisle talk to us that about the fact that the futures market prices in what they see as it relates to supply and demand. We've seen today that oil has dropped to $130 a barrel just on the mere fact that the president has talked about lifting a ban. That signal has caused people to think, well, maybe Congress is going to do something about it. It's unbelievable to me that people continue to talk about the fact that if we were to produce more oil, it would take 10 years to do it. The fact that may be true, but what's happening right now is the market is seeing that each year we're having an 8% reduction in the amount of supply, and each year we're seeing an increased demand. And so the market prices in today what it sees in the future. That's the way things work. Now, there may be some work that needs to be done on speculation, and I helped write those aspects of the Gas Price Reduction Act.